Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and I am going through a series specifically for entrepreneurship, and I'm going from A to Z. And I've actually so far have covered A, and A had quite a few keywords associated with it. So it's not necessarily one word per letter. There's in some cases, there are multiple letters. And so A ended up being broken up into a four-part series because there were some particular areas that were worth spending a little time on. But this may have some of you anxious to know, well, what's coming with the other letters? So I wanted to take this episode to talk you through, give you a preview, and also give you a heads up that the A to Z series is also in the process of being edited and finalized to be in written format in two different formats. One is going to be in a bar chart quick reference, which some of you may be familiar. And if you're following on Instagram, have seen that I've shared bar charts. We've produced our first bar chart was, which is a quick reference guide. I keep referring to bar charts, but if you're not familiar with them, they're usually a three-part laminated series, but crammed full of information. And they're known as quick studies, or back in the day, we used to have something called cliff notes. And that's just a way to get a lot of intense information, short period of time, and just a very easy to read format. So the bar chart will be available. Now that's about 2 months out, I would say. But nonetheless, if you will email me, I will send you the PDF version of the A to Z in written format. It just gives you a short description. Doesn't mean you don't listen to the podcast, because I elaborate on each one of these words on the podcast. And so you're just going to get a quick definition in the PDF. But it's something that you can follow along and refer to. The second format is that we also are going to have a flip book. And if you're at all familiar with our virtual online library, and I'll make sure and include the links in the podcast, but that virtual online library, those flip books are just virtual kind of ebooks, but you just kind of feel like you're just flipping the pages, and each page is going to contain one of the words from the alphabet and a visual to go along with it. So it's a nice, easy to read and a quick reference. once you subscribe, that one will be available sooner than the quick reference. So stay tuned to the series and we'll let you know when that is going to be available. And at that point, you'll get access to both the flip chart and the PDF. And the fee for it is $29.99, but you'll have a forever reference that'll definitely help give you a baseline, a good grounding. Now, that enough of that. Let me talk about the A to Z's of entrepreneurship and some of the keywords that I want to share with you. And let me give you just a refresh if you weren't or have not yet listened to the A to Z. If you just jumped in on this particular one, you now know afterwards to go back and look at the A's. But in A's, started out with action oriented, that being an entrepreneur is an action verb. You've got to put actions behind your dreams. Otherwise, you're just sleeping on your dreams, and time is usually not our friend. So even having a sense of urgency. So that the first word is action oriented. The next one, active listening. And this series isn't meant for me to break down each one of those. That's what the podcast is for. But if active listening is something that you need to hone in on, you want to listen to that first episode. The next one is adaptability. The second series in the A's, I put three particular words together. I put aggressive, ambitious, and assertive together. And so that's a good episode to kind of hear my take on the difference between those threes and when to use those. And I don't see any of those as a bad word, even aggressive. And so stay tuned for that episode. There's one word, the next word stands alone, analysis. And a lot of you know that's been a lot of my career being a business analyst, doing analysis. And analysis is just taking something big and complex and breaking it down. That was worth its a full episode. And I stepped through a lot of the starter tips of what you need to do, what you need to be aware of to start a business. So that one is very important. And then I talk about assets. And I talk about, lastly, aspirations, setting your goals high enough, broad enough, and tapping into thinking outside of the box when it comes to being an entrepreneur. So that was A's. Now, and that might be one of the longest ones, but let me go to B, our B words. And there's several of those as well. One is business driven development, a business driven mindset. And that may seem so obvious when we talk about being an entrepreneur, but there are a lot of entrepreneurs that are creatives. They're makers. They like making things, but the business side of things eludes them. And what I say, and these aren't my words, but if you don't have a business plan, you just end up with a very expensive hobby. There's behaviors. I'm very big in talking about soft skills and hard skills. So we talk about the behavior of an entrepreneur. Brand and branding, more than just a logo. I will tell you, I'll give you that little hint there. Breaking even. Knowing the numbers, so important. Lots to talk about there. Being brilliant, being the best in whatever you pursue, and a lot of that comes from studying others. Do your homework. Business model, having a business model, and lastly, having a business plan. Both of those are imperative. I have those in bold. So don't call yourself being an entrepreneur if you're not taking care of business. You're not, you don't have a plan, you don't have a model, you're not creating a business plan that you are following. Now, if you successfully got past the B's, let's move on to the C's. Being calm. Being an entrepreneur, the opposite of being calm in this particular case is being stressful. You've got to find a way how to manage it because, especially if you're a solopreneur, if you go down, then it could be the beginning of the end for your business. So you gotta stay healthy. You gotta find your work-life balance. Believe it or not, entrepreneurs, they often leave corporate America or their day jobs and end up working twice as much and twice as long as they did working for someone else. So having that balance. The next item is knowing what your capabilities are. We're going to talk about that. Your cash flow. We're going to talk about becoming certified. Certified small business, certified minority, some certified woman-owned business. And why that's even important. The next one, I think, let's see, we made it through the C's. I would like to say we made it through the C's, but I'm still seeing a few more. Talking about creativity, talking about critical thinking, and now, and most importantly, talking about the customer. And we're not quite done with the C's because there are customer focus, the customer persona, even differentiating between client and customer. And there's also crowdfunding and crowdsourcing, which I know several of you would be very interested, especially as doing a deep dive. And for that, I'd bring on a special guest. So stay tuned when we get to the C's. And then there's also something known as the four C's: commitment, confidence, creativity, and curiosity. So we'll have an episode on the four C's. Now, that does it for the C's. Let's go to D's. The D's are being dedicated, differentiators, what makes you different from your competition. That's so important because you'll need an elevator speech that incorporates what makes you different. There's discovery and due diligence. There's divergent and convergent thinking. There are dreamers. What does that mean? And that's it for the D. So let's go to E. There's being earnest. There's the elevator pitch. I mentioned that already. There's enthusiastic. How do you stay enthusiastic in your own business? Sometimes you've got to not only keep yourself in high spirits, especially for the sake of the people that work for you, whether you feel like it or not, or whether you even believe it or not. While we're in the E's, we're going to explore the definition of entrepreneur itself. We're going to talk about execution, when you come up with the plan and then executing it. Expenditures, need to know that. How fast is money going out? Fail fast, fail cheap. What does that mean? And as you can tell, we've made it to the F's. We're going to talk about failure. We're going to tell about fighters. How do you stand up for what you represent? Fixed assets, fixed cost, foot traffic. And there's one, there's looking at the future and forecasting. But there's one word that was so important. When I listed it, I repeated it three times. Focus, focus, focus. It's easy to get distracted. You have so many great ideas and you want to get them out sooner versus later. Be careful. We'll talk about that. Talking about the G's, talking about being goal-oriented, knowing when something's good enough, gross profits, a growth mindset. And some of you, every time I say something related to, bookkeeping, like fixed assets or gross profit, if you find yourself kind of shuddering or getting the chills or, you know, almost even getting sick to your stomach, we need to get past that. We need to work through that. So let's, when we get to those topics, lean into your discomfort. If math isn't your thing, so to speak. H words. Let's talk about the happy path versus the alternate path. Let's talk about hiring. Let's talk about a hobby versus a business. Let's talk about honor, how important your word and your integrity is. Hot desk is also something that we'll talk about. Right before we get to the eyes, which eyes, we're going to talk about innovation. We're going to talk about investment. We're going to talk about investors and all the different types there are. Moving right along as I go into the J, where we talk about jobs, where we talk about just-in-time processing. And then judgment, using your better judgment. K, what does it mean to be a knowledge worker? L, the landing page, launching your product or your brand. Leadership, lean as in not fat, lean as in no waste. legal entity, lifelong learner, all fall under our L. M, margin. Marketing, mission statement, being motivated, being a mover. N, net profit. There is one of those bookkeeping type words. Next is O, objectives, operational, opportunity, being optimistic. P is being passionate. The PDCA. Which stands for plan, do, check, act, which comes from, is derived from Six Sigma, which I like to every entrepreneur to have that exposure to Six Sigma. It's about process, continuous process improvement. There's performance, there's pivot, there's being pragmatic, there's precision, there is process, there's being proactive, being profit, having a profit and loss, being profitable. Key words. And another word that I want to make sure that's in there is getting a patent, having a patent, locking down your design. So important. Q for quality, also for being quick. Time is of the essence. Sometimes one of the biggest downfalls is just people not having a sense of urgency. R, realistic, referral, resilience, resources, revenue, revolutionary, risk, and ROI, which stands for return on investment. And S, we're going to talk about scalability, different scenarios, self-awareness, SIPOC, which is a throwback reference to Six Sigma, but it's going to help you with defining your processes. And then there's SME, your subject matter experts, your soft skills. Also your stakeholders and key things like being the definition of a startup and what do you need to be and be ready and know you're ready for your startup. Stock options, strategic, being strategic and having a strategic plan, making sure that you're sustainable. So as you can tell, S might be a whole week in itself, but we will get through it. T, let's talk about tagline as well as slogans. That's kind of a T and a S. Target market. Let's talk about being tech savvy, and every entrepreneur for the its day and age we're in needs to be tech savvy. Traceability, transparency, understanding trends. Let's go to you. Let's talk about unique selling points, UPC codes, even use cases. V, values, variable costs, venture capital, vision, documenting what your vision is and being able to state and articulate to those potential investors. W, wealth, how to build wealth. Not just how to make money, but how to build wealth. Willingness to fail. And then X, having that X factor and what that looks like and how someone with that X factor behaves. And Y, we're going to talk about yield, returns on the investments that you pay your stakeholders and stockholders. And Z, for Zen, finding that right yin and yang. Okay, well, I did it. I made it all the way through the list. There's going to be over 150 words that we're going to end up talking about, but it's well worth it. And these are important things, just so that you are talking the lingo and language of entrepreneurs. You could miss out on important conversations, especially when you go about and you're networking or interviewing, or you find a mentor and you're having conversations. Be able to use the language of an entrepreneur, so that people take you serious and know that this is a business and that you've done your homework. Even if after everything that you learn and study, you still decide to do things a little bit different, shake things up. But just knowing, it's very much like a recipe, knowing how to do the recipe straight off the, right off the box, the recipe that it was intended. And then the second or third time you make that dish, that's when you start to embellish and spruce it up and add your own touches. So the same goes with being an entrepreneur. It's great and it's okay to break the rules, but it's just as important to know the rules and know and to be able to predict some of the impact and consequences or risks that you're taking on when you do break those rules. So I hope you're excited and looking forward to more on entrepreneurship A to Z, but that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening.